Jeremiah chapter 38. This chapter shows snapshots of a weak leader and a brave servant. Like Pilate, Zedekiah was a king ruled by his subjects. Again and again, he turns to the prophet Jeremiah for prayer and some prophecy that suits him. He has no authority over his own cabinet of government and, like Pilate, places innocent blood in the hands of his leaders. Verse 5. He is more afraid of his own subjects than the fierce enemy. Verse 19. He relies on the power of Egypt rather than obeying God's voice. He secretly seeks Jeremiah's counsel. Verse 24. In exchange for personal protection for the prophet. In the midst of this almost unnoticed leadership vacuum, a simple servant, a foreigner, suddenly enters the scene and saves the prophet's life. Like Naaman's maid, and like many other trusted people throughout history, people who have no earthly renown, but who are entrusted with a passcode to sumptuous mansions, who spend more time with the children of the house than their own parents, who have their boss's credit cards, or sign on other people's bank accounts. Ebed-Melech, virtually unknown to all of us, exercises the leadership that the king lacked. He leads 30 men to get the prophet out of the muddy sternum, carefully arranges the rescue mission, and procures the means to achieve it. His courageous act is engraved on this page of divine history and certainly in the heavenly records. Our recognition goes to those who, just like Ebed-Melech, expose themselves to defend and protect the servants of God, and also to those who serve their earthly masters with integrity, thus being silent witnesses and with their actions and words the show of the love of Christ. Cheer up. What you do is important.